Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls, 844-967-2789.
We get to them, Dom, right away?
Let's do it. We do have some sound from Ted Cruz. I know you mentioned it earlier.
I want to get to that.
Yeah, in a little bit. Let's get back to the phones. Kurt from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Kurt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kurt.
Hi, guys. I hate to take this twisted bend in the road, but never underestimate just how evil the Republican Party is. We all know that they've been pushing very, very, very hard on the religious theme, as well as killing public schools. So, you know, I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, there's other alternative motives for them not to, stop this issue.
By allowing the public schools to be perceived as unsafe to parents, effectively you're going to push more kids into charter schools or increase the willingness to force vouchers, I guess. I mean, Kurt, I'd say, man, that's crazy talk, but I've met these Republicans.
Yeah, I feel strongly about it. I can see this being part of the undercurrent of them, just like abortion, to take control.
Appreciate it,
that's
Kurt.
That's a gruesome thought, Kurt. I mean, I would love to say no. I would love to say that emphatically. I don't know. I don't know. If the response is to do nothing and to always do nothing and let's enforce the laws on the books, you know, again, if the guy had a pool noodle, those kids would still be alive today. So the good guy with the gun, all the things that they say that are needed don't impact what the actual problem is. So, I mean, if that's already the mentality, it's not a very far stretch from that point to say, well, why don't we just use this to, you know, engage our philosophies and, you know, promote, let it go on, and it'll make the schools, you know, hell holes, and no one want to go there, and, you know, it's all communist schools anyway.
Dom, before we move back to the phones, we will take more callers at 844-967-2789. A few of the statistical breakdowns, just the number of guns, raw numbers. There are 120 guns for every 100 Americans. There are more guns than people in the United States. According to the Switzerland-based Small Arms Survey, no other nation has more civilian guns than people. We're number one in guns. We're number one in children's death from guns. A little bit more, the Falkland Islands, British territory in the Southwest Atlantic Ocean. Remember the Falkland Island Wars, the good old days?
I do. They interrupted my cartoons.
Claimed by Argentina and the subject of a 1982 war, is the home of the world's second largest stash of civilian guns per capita. And hell, they were invaded by the British again. But with an estimated 62 guns per 100 people, its gun ownership rate is about half of the U.S. Yemen, a country in the throes of a seven-year conflict, has the third highest gun ownership rate at 53 per 100. So they're in a civil war, and they're not nearly as armed as the American people are at the current moment. A little bit more here, Dom. Well, the exact number, you know, because these are guesstimates, the exact number of civilian-owned firearms is difficult to calculate due to a variety of factors, including, let's call them, unregistered weapons, the illegal trade, the global conflict. SAS researchers estimate that Americans own 393 million of the 857 million civilian guns available. So roughly half the guns in the world are owned by 5% of the population. America. Oh, my bad, 46%. I hate doing math on the radio. Well,
it's almost 50%. We're going to round Dominic, up at 46%.
44% of U.S. adults live in a household with a gun. I do not. I don't have a gun in the household. About one-third own one personally, according to an October 2020 Gallup survey. It's about how many still believe in the big lie, is it not? I'm just saying. Highest firearm rate in the developed world, that's the United States, according to 2019 numbers. Four deaths per 100,000. Well, you know, we're only sacrificing four per 100,000. Probably not a Republican senator's kid. And almost a third of U.S. adults believe there would be less crime if more people owned guns. Right? That's what they say. But then why do we have all the mass shootings here in the United States? Why do we? You know, and they always talk about,
I mean, the facts belie that argument. I mean, we have all those guns, the statistics you just pointed out, and we still have all the crime. So is all that gun crime comes along with the guns, right? I mean, if your thesis was that more guns would be less crime, then we should have the least amount of violent crime in the world, right? Per capita?
Well, we also have about 44% of all the world's gun suicides here in the United States. About 23,000 Americans each year die from gun suicides. About 6 per 100,000 people per year. Eh. You know, these are all just statistics, unless it's your kid. I've said this a couple times. Ted Cruz might even care if his kid was affected.
Maybe.
I think we're running short on time, but I want to start this thought. Ted Cruz stormed off last night, went to a little vigil in Texas. Let me read a little bit from the reporting at the Washington Post. Senator Ted Cruz attended a vigil Wednesday for the victims of a massacre in Uvalde, Texas. He stormed away from an interview after he was asked by a British journalist why mass shootings only happen in America. Cruz joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott and other state and local leaders in a vigil for the 19 children and two adults killed in the Tuesday mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. Cruz, who is amongst the Republicans, vehemently opposed to proposals from Democrats on expanding background checks on gun sales. But I would point out, we played sound from Ron Johnson running down the Senate hallways, fleeing another reporter today, but did answer the question. No, he's also a no. On background checks, universal background checks. Well, Ted Cruz has called for increased safety in schools and has condemned political posturing in the aftermath of the attack. He's also the lawmaker whose campaign or political action committee has accepted the most money from the gun rights lobby, according to the nonprofit Open Secrets. Strange how that, you know, that.
Wow. Yeah, it's weird. Almost like there's a direct line.
Causation, of, correlation sort of thing.
No, hard to say. Hard to say.
During an interview with British Sky News reporter Mark Stone, Cruz, who was seen hugging and meeting with those at the vigil, was asked whether this was a moment to reform gun laws. Cruz responded by saying, you know, it's easy to go to politics. I'm going to take that as a probably not. More Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour. We're calling it the Friday edition. We know it's Thursday, but we ain't working tomorrow. So come back with us. Join us. Air your grievances. 844-96-PARTY.
What a country. America, I love it.
I'll make you famous.